Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I am John Ryan, your host, and I'm with Jerry Peretzman, who has been my co-host so far today, and will continue. Well, no, so far today I meant for the Project Independence portion.
Right.
Now you're my co-host for the Christina Lou Show.
Right. The best part of the day.
This is what you've been waiting.
That's why I keep coming back.
Right. You know? And we're very, very fortunate to have Christina here with us today. Right. Now, here's my trivia. What is the significance, and Christina has to answer this one too, of 125 and 1, the number 1? Has to do with ladies. 125 and 1.
The real age.
No. Well, Christina knows the answer to 1.
Yeah.
It's 100.
Well, I'm assuming 125 is probably to my birthday.
It's 125 days since Christina's birthday, which was a big birthday, Jerry.
Yes.
Right.
And number 1?
Was that 30?
Yeah. Yes.
I've gone through that with 2 daughters.
And number 1 is the number of days since my granddaughter was born.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, wonderful.
Oh,
she
God,
was born yesterday
so
at Columbia Hospital in the city.
And your daughter must be thrilled because I know it was a little past due date.
Oh, so. It was 10 days late.
What's her name?
Corey Emerson.
Oh, great.
And John, congrats.
And last night around 10 o'clock, we were still there. And that's why my papers the day before, I didn't take them home. Aww. I thought I'd, you know. Nevertheless, she explained natural childbirth. My wife had 3 C-sections. My daughter had 2.
Oh, yeah.
Go for the section. No.
No,
I'm not going into detail.
Yeah.
Go for the section.
Right.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
That was good.
Expect pictures.
Your daughter's first?
My daughter's first. I have 3 daughters. The first one has 2 boys.
Right.
The second one, this is her first child, and it's a girl, and my other one is a marriage yet.
Okay,
so,
that's great.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Now the fun really starts.
That's right.
Exactly.
Right. Good news.
So I didn't want to tell Christina early, because then I knew she'd know both answers.
That's right. I didn't want an unfair advantage.
We'll more important. I don't mean more importantly, by no means, but what's going on around town, Christina?
Well, I mean, there's always a lot going on. We just also want to encourage everyone, we'll be doing this every week, that on Wednesday, September 30th is our 3rd Regional Aging in Place in Suburbia Conference, and the theme of this year is Living Better Today, Planning for Tomorrow. It's just nice. You know, Project Independence has been around for about 10 years now, so it's just a celebration of where we've been and where we're going to go in the future. There's going to be tons of exhibitors and a bunch of different breakout sessions. We'll have, you know, there's going to be a nutrition demonstration going on, the Circle of Support presentation will be
happening.
Which
is huge.
Project Safe will also be happening. And then throughout that, our nurses and our social workers will be providing little brain games. It's a very popular chat that they do. So they'll go out and they'll actually sit with you and do these games that keep your memory going. And it's a fun thing, and it's also beneficial. So that'll be going on. You can get blood pressure screenings. I mean, there's going to be all kinds of great things going on, so it should be exciting.
And that's going to be the Hofstra again?
No, it's going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center.
Okay.
And transportation is available. It's free. It's going to be from all different locations in the town. There's, you know, the Great Neck Social Center is one of them. Poor Washington. There's about 6 or 7 locations. So you can call 311. And I urge everyone to register as soon as possible, because it is limited. So it's going to be cut off at a certain number. So if you really want to go, get that registration in so we can get you on the list.
No, I agree. And the most important thing, not the most, one of the other things is, like, we talked to Stephanie earlier. North Shore LIJ is a sponsor. Stephanie may even be there. I'm not even sure how that works.
Yes, I think all of our nurses and social
workers will be there.
I had no idea. They're trying to rearrange your schedule so they all could be there.
So you'll meet Stephanie and you'll meet Edith and different ones.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really... You guys have been putting together such a tremendous
day. It's just great to meet people who can be of some help to you later on.
Well, and that's what's great, too, is because there's especially, too, you know, there's, you know, in addition to, you know, the conference portion and the speakers and all the breakout sessions, there's going to be an expo going on all day that's going to have just so many different vendors in the community. So you can literally can just walk around, you know, and get all the information that you need. Lunch will be included. There'll be a light breakfast.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all our bases are pretty covered. So I really urge people as soon as possible to call 311, because we really, every year we've filled up and, you know, had to do waiting lists. So
can you put me down today.
Yes, Jerry.
You know what's nice about it also? Sometimes when you go to a presentation, you may not want to go afraid that they're going to ask for your name, and now you're getting pushed into something. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen with the town. You're going to walk around. You'll take what you want from whether it's a blood pressure, and that's the end of it. You move on. Nobody's trying to sell you insurance or a blood pressure medication or anything. And with all the exhibits that are going to be there, it's a tremendous wealth of information.
That's important, John, because your name is not used for anything else.
No,
other than for registration.
Right. 100%,
it's not sold, it's not used for a mailing list or anything like that.
Right.
It's kept in
That's one thing
privacy.
PI can say very, very soon. Nothing happens. Your name is given to nobody at any point in time.
Yeah, and it's just a really great event. So it's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesday, September 30th, and that's at the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center. You know, we urge everyone, if you can, you know, to carpool or take transportation. I know some street parking will be available.
And where is the center?
It's right on 141 Garden Street in Westbury. And if you call through on one, they'll actually be able to give you exact directions, you know, if you need directions as well. So I just really urge everyone to come.
It's pretty much, at that time of day, it's probably a 20-minute ride
from
the furthest opposite side of North Hempstead, which is probably great. No, Kings Point is probably the furthest. But it's definitely
But it's a great day, and it's well worth it. And I really urge everyone to come. There'll be, like I said, a wealth of information. So, cool.
Good.
311 registered today. And also, I just want to, I know we talked about this last week, that WCWP Radio, you're able to click on a little app now to stream the radio program. So if you have a tablet, if you have an iPad, and it's been working out very, very well, you don't really have to worry too much about the connection, like on the radio. So if you have it, download it. I download it on my phone, so there you go.
Yeah, it's
And that's great for people who live in the Great Neck area where reception
is
not great.
Right.
You know, I have to drive up to a hill. And
when you start going down, it goes away.
But now with this, I can put in my tablet.
There you go. You put it right on your tablet. Then you can listen to
it. That's the tremendous thing about media today, social media. I mean, you can get this thing when you want. You know, clear as can be, and the information, and it's archived, which the last guest.
And also, it's all episodes from the beginning have been archived on our Project Independence website, which is tonhprojectindependence.net. So you can click right on the radio link, and you can listen to any programs. And like I said, you know, it's great because a lot of them are, you know, not just a time, you know, it surpasses time.
Oh, yeah.
You don't
need
to worry about, you know, missing something. So it's just... It's great, and like it's a wealth of information.
I agree.
Every episode, we walk away with something. So it's definitely
it's not timely. Even like today with Jerry, every co-host brings a different thing, and whether today you listen to it or 6 months from now,
absolutely,
there's something you learn.
No, absolutely,
that's the main thing.
Definitely, I definitely would recommend everyone goes in and sees what they've missed, if they've missed anything. Mm. And then today begins our exercise for balance and strength to reduce falls. That's actually this morning it started, but you could go to any class if you just call 311 and they'll teach you different balance techniques. You know, in the morning from 10 to 11 is the beginner's class, and then from 11:30 to 12:30 is the advanced class. So it's definitely a popular one. That's also at the Yes We Can Community Center. It's every Friday in August, so... Definitely call 311 if you're interested. You know, that's something, and that's what we always try to stress is preventing, and, you know, being prepared. So you want to learn these techniques so you don't fall and have a whole plethora of other things that, you know, go wrong.
That's something, too, in our conversations here on the radio, which I didn't realize. The number of injuries to seniors that comes from falling in the house. I mean, here I'm thinking it's heart attacks, you know, or something severe. The number one thing is a fall. And not all of them, but many of them can be averted by taking these classes, by having a social worker come in and say, why do you have this rug?
Right.
Or why do you
have this,
that, or the other thing?
Yeah, throw rugs is one of the number one things that falls, because you're not thinking, like, oh, it's just a rug. It's been here for, 50 years. Why do I need to move my throw rug? You know, so it's – and that's what we always talk about on this show is, you know, especially Project Independence and other town departments as well. It's really just trying to prepare you. You know, you don't want to be in the emergency and trying to figure out, you know, what do I do? What do I do?
Right.
So it's definitely worth checking it out. And it's a fun class. It's a great group of people. It's at, you know, the Yes We Can Community Center. So
because as we all age, healing is longer and longer.
Absolutely.
So a couple of broken ribs on Christina, a young 30-year-old, you know.
That's right, John.
Versus, there comes a point where it's like you're bouncing back.
A youthful 30-year-old.
A youthful 30-year-old. A vibrant.
Right, right.
No, but it's really, I just really recommend checking that out. And, you know, I know we had mentioned Fun Day Monday before, right. So Fun Day Monday's going strong every mm-hmm. Monday. It's we've been looking out with weather, which is nice. They haven't had to use the rain dates yet. And coming up this, on August 10th, is the theme is Swing Season, which is a celebration of big band music from the 1940s. And that should be a fun one.
Wow. Yeah. That'd be a nice one.
Yeah, so it's at the beach. You know, it's free. Parking's free for this. And I definitely recommend everyone.
10 to 2, right?
Yep, yeah, 10 to 2. Yep. So it should be fun. You know, you can get snacks and lunch. And what I always love about this, you know, on top of these little themes and musical performances, you also are able to do, you know, line dancing in the morning. There's Zumba. There's fitness classes. Mm. I mean, there's Mahjong. There's Tai Chi. You know, it's like you could do whatever you want. Or if you just want to sit there and enjoy the beautiful beach, right. You could do that too.
It
so,
is a beautiful beach.
Yeah,
I was there a couple of weeks ago, kind of in the center where the pavilion is, and off to the side, I didn't realize it was the Tai Chi class going on. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was another group that had come in, and then later on I met the fellow who was running it. It's like the entire beach, there's so much going on. And then they were playing bocce too. It's an amazing thing, the stuff that goes on for Monday.
No, you know, it's very nice because you get to meet people, and there's always elected officials, you know, try to pop in every Monday, you know, if they can. And I said, you know, we think it's great because when I go to these, you actually see that they'll sit with you and they'll talk to you about whatever you're. So that's a good time for you to get, you know, your concerns in or compliments about how great things are going.
Well, that's one thing that really is tremendous about Judy Bosworth, the town supervisor. She goes to Fun Day Monday. You want to talk to her. She's not just walking around shaking your hand and ignoring you. She has a conversation. She'll sit at the table and somebody says, listen, you know, she's there as a participant, which is
Judy
tremendous.
Judy is available to everyone all the time. 100%. She's just remarkable that way.
Yeah, so it's definitely great. And then, you know, the following August 17th will be Mardi Gras theme, which should be quite exciting. And there'll be a whole little jazz theme going on. So that will be nice, too. And then my personal favorite on August 24th is Hometown USA. And that's a whole tribute to all the veterans in the town. Mm. So that'll be. And then what's always nice, they pair that with a car show. So there's a classic car show on the beach.
On the beach, I think?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's amazing. I mean, the cars that they have on there, I go every year. It's just, it blows your mind. Mm. So that's right on the boardwalk, and it's just a really nice day and celebration of things. So.
But that's just a fun day. There's no veteran information that day.
Yeah, that day, I know PI usually is there that day.
Oh, PI will be there. Okay.
There might be some other little veteran organization tables there that day as well. So I think you should definitely check it out. Mm. So it's fun. It's all good stuff. We like to say, you know, it's fun to have some fun opportunities, especially in the summertime.
No, I agree. And it just, even if you're not interested in the cause or whatever, it's just a great day.
All right. And I say that there's something for everyone. And that's what's nice, is that you have all different things you could do. So,
and there's snacks. I know that, too.
Yep, there's snacks.
The last time I was there, reasonably priced. If somebody doesn't want to bring a lunch, you bring your own lunch. Right. You know, you make a lunch, and it's a day. There's no question.
Absolutely. And then, you know, what was nice, too, is that earlier this week, we had the town does its annual national night out in Westbury, which is just focused on preventing crime and just gathering different people in the community. And Applebee's was one of the sponsors. So everyone, all the kids got, you know, free hamburgers and hot dogs.
Oh, really?
And there was all different vendors there in the community and different performances from local bands. So I heard that was a great success. So
more like a street fair.
Yeah, it was like a whole huge event. There was all different vendors. And, you know, like I said, there was performances and it was just a nice, you know, cause for the whole community to get together. And it was nice because there was seniors, there was, you know, young little children running around. So it was kind of just getting everyone together, which was definitely something special. So
before we go to break on the Christina Liu Show, I have to stress 311. All the stuff that goes on in the town that you don't even pay attention to. It's almost, you can call 311 basically, I think, and say, is there something going on this weekend? They'll give it a list. I mean, you have more things to talk about in reference to concerts and stuff. It's just so much intellectual exercise and fun things. I mean, it runs the gamut.
And free.
And free. That's true, too. That's the most important thing. Right. It's all free for anybody in the town. Basically, it's all senior geared. You're listening to the Christina Liu Show on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back. Right.